Thanks for joining me this week on iHeartRadio. And as things across the country are changing rapidly by the minute because of coronavirus and other factors, people that normally would be attending events and traveling and going places may be forced to hang out at home or stay in the office. And have Greg Schwemm, my friend, on this week, a corporate comedian who like me has been grounded a little bit here the next couple months, but he's got some great content to consume during this break in the action of normal life. And Greg, are you in Chicago? Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Rick. Yes, I am in Chicago. I actually was traveling this week. I luckily managed to squeeze in some days before everything really got serious in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Orlando, and also Atlanta. That's where I've been the past week. So that was nice that I was able to get a few days in under the wire.
What was kind of the feel of the airports? Crowded? Laid back?
No, crowded and on edge. And you know, I'm a big conversation eavesdropper. I am, just whether people are talking on their phones or just talking to one another. I find that's the way I write a lot of my material. And the interesting thing is, it was the only topic of discussion was coronavirus. I mean, no matter what people started talking about, somehow the conversation segued into coronavirus, which was kind of funny in itself. But, you know, people were talking about, I've always wanted to go here, and this is, you know, it's just a place I've always wanted to travel. Yeah, well, you don't want to be traveling there now. I mean, it was that simple, that quick. So I found that to be a little amusing. But I think people just, you know, once you're at an airport, you got to get where you need to go, and let's hope people can continue doing that.
Yeah, and staying safe and staying sane as well. As someone, Greg, you can check out Greg anywhere. Just Google Greg on the internet. As someone that tailor makes your material or your shows kind of for your client, how do you incorporate I know you incorporate current events a lot into your material. How do you deal with something like this?
Well, I think you have to be very careful on how. It's definitely not coronavirus itself is not a laughing matter. We all know that, and we're all being affected by it. However, some of the things that people are doing and just some of the things that you're seeing is funny. I mean, I just wrote a joke. I'm going up to do a show, which is still on, in Madison, Wisconsin, in a couple of weeks, and I was sitting at my computer right before we got on, and I was writing some material, and they're putting me up at a hotel in Madison. So the joke that I came up with was, thanks for putting me up in a hotel. I only live 2 hours away from here, so I really don't need a hotel. I just came up to see if I could get some toilet paper. Well, so that was the joke. Hopefully that'll get a laugh, not from you, of course, but you know, it's that kind of thing. It's like these insane things that we're doing. I mean, I went to my grocery store yesterday, and there were two things that were empty on the shelves. One was toilet paper. One was marinara sauce. I'm not making that up. And I really don't know how those two go together. But if anybody, any of your listeners, have any idea, they can hit me up on email. But, you know, you almost have to laugh at some of this stuff, because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
I think so. I think Paul Newman makes toilet paper, his brand, and marinara sauce, Greg. So,
So he's responsible for this.
Yeah, so I think Paul Newman is getting the last laugh out of all this. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, very interesting. I hope, and you're available to be booked, I know into the future, and, you know, you usually do multiple events each month. So, how can people, potential clients, see your work, or how can they, get a hold of you?
Right. Well, the best thing is to go to my website, which is gregschwemm.com. So GREGSCHWEM as in mother.com. And you can see the kind of comedy I do, which is comedy for the corporate environment. And the good thing is, and this is one of the things that I kind of hang my hat on, is that we've been through I've been through. I've been doing this long enough where I've been through these kind of situations before, whether it was 9/11, whether it was the stock market crash of 08-09 and the financial crisis that followed and the massive layoffs among companies. And yet I have always felt like what I do, that being provide laughs for the corporate environment, is somewhat immune. I mean, obviously it's not immune if they're going to cancel the whole conference, but I do believe that people love to laugh in good times and in bad times. We're certainly in the latter right now, but I feel like just if people can just laugh at the situation that they're in, and it's a little easier now because we're all in this together. We are. Yeah, I kind of liken it to a blizzard at an airport where they cancel all the flights.
Yeah.
And everybody is equally stuck. And I think people tend to let their guard down when something like that happens, when they realize that it's all a common situation that we all have to, that we all are going to get out of eventually at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not going to say you're old, Greg, but you got your start. I believe you got your start, and you were a roommate at one time with Larry the Cable Guy when you guys were getting your start. And one time I found myself on a driving range at a pro-am golf tournament hitting balls next to Larry as he was wearing his full camouflage gear. And I told him, I said, I'm good friends with Greg Schwemm. And he said, Greg is the top corporate comedian in the country, he told me.
That's very nice of him, yeah. Yeah, we weren't roommates, but we started out at the same comedy club in West Palm Beach, Florida. And as a result, we were good friends. And we sometimes, he and I and a couple of other comics from that area would do writing jam sessions late at night. And, I mean, the success he's had has been amazing. It's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, and a lot of success for you in your niche as well. Another hot point, another hot topic is, there's not supposed to be large gatherings of people. So that eliminates people doing a lot of things they normally would do, especially with St. Patrick's Day coming up, spring break coming up, sporting events getting canceled. So people are going to be looking for things to do, besides playing board games maybe. So, You're also a content producer and, with a popular, kind of internet TV, show. Kind of tell the listeners a little about that and how well that's doing.
Yeah, my web series is called A Comedian Crashes Your Pad. And what I did is I about a year and a half ago became very fascinated with the home sharing market, the Airbnb, the VRBOs, they call them home stays too. And I thought it'd be fun when I was on the road doing my corporate events to, if I had a moment, I had an extra day in my schedule, to stay at a home share property in the city that I was working in. And it is really morphed into a series. It's been picked up by some streaming media outlets, but the YouTube channel, my website is up and running, A Comedian Crashes Your Pad. And basically, I don't look for the most lavish or outrageous places to crash. I'm more interested in the people, the hosts, and why they're doing home sharing. And obviously some are doing it for financial reasons, but there's a lot that are doing it for other reasons. Maybe they have a cause that they're very passionate about and they want to share it with their guests and so forth. And I always thought that it's got to take a very special, very unique, interesting kind of person to open their home to a stranger without knowing anything about him or her. And especially someone who's a comedian. So I show up with a camera crew, and that's what I do. And I just film my encounter with them. I tour their home. They tell me everything they want. We hang out together if that's what they want to do. I'm shooting one in we're putting the finishing touches on one that was shot in where you live, Rick, in Atlanta. And just to kind of give you a feeling of what you see in these events, in these pieces, I not only stay, but I find something interesting in the town to go to that maybe you wouldn't see in your run-of-the-mill travel show. So what I did is I stayed in downtown Atlanta. I found a host who, on his profile, said he'd had a near-death experience, which intrigued me right there. And it turns out that he was almost killed when he was run over by a car. And he woke up and he just had an epiphany that he was going to refurbish old shoes and give them to underprivileged youth and adults.
Okay.
Now, you'd have to watch the episode to see how he arrived at that, but really interesting guy. And while I was interviewing him and staying there, I also visited the International Poultry and Produce Exposition, which you're probably familiar with because they take over the whole city of Atlanta every last week of January. They call them the Chicken People.
The Chicken Pluckers.
The Chicken Pluckers, right. And I performed for that group. So I was in town doing a show for that group, and they let me down onto the trade show floor, and I got to see about how poultry and beef is packaged and processed and so forth, and had some fun. I got to sit in the Wienermobile, which happened to be there. And so it's that kind of stuff. And our next one we're shooting is in Nashville in a week and a half, and I'm staying with a country western singer who's also has a also rents out her place. And I'm also going to interview one of the top level drone pilots. Now, how those go together, I haven't figured out yet, but that's the kind of thing we do, and it's a lot of fun. And I think people look at these episodes, and I think it's the right time to do this because I think a lot of people are traveling. They're kind of living vicariously through others because maybe they can't travel right now. And it's just a different way. I'm trying to show a different way to see the country and show that there's an awful lot of really good people out there.
Yeah, two more things, Greg. So when you're doing something like you did in Atlanta with the staying in somebody's place or the Chicken Pluckers, how much of that is staged, and how much of that are you winging it? Notice how I got the joke winging it in for the Chicken Pluckers.
Yes, I got that. That was good. Yes, I like to think we're winging it all of the time. In fact, that's one of the things that I think makes it unique. I've always said, and I tell the host, I go, I'm not the comedian in this, even though it's called a comedian crashes your pants. I consider myself to be the straight person. And I want to bring out their personalities. And I can only do that if we're doing it spontaneously. Because these are not people that are comfortable in front of the camera, but they are comfortable talking about themselves. And they are comfortable talking about their places. And I just kind of let the camera roll and let them talk and almost pretend it's not there. So, I'm a former newsman, as you know, Rick. My background's in television journalism, and I've never been a big believer in staging things. What you see is completely – what you see in all these episodes is just completely – we just hit record on the camera, and we run with it.
Yeah, as someone that was a fan of your Man on the Street skits, this kind of takes it to another level and is even better. So, we're looking for content to consume these days, and you're providing that, and I want everyone to check that, and I'll put a link in the show notes for that. One other thing, Greg, cruise ships are kind of taking a beating right now. I knew you when you worked on cruise ships and such, and how safe would you feel getting on a cruise ship right now?
Well, I would not. I don't know. That's a hard question to answer. I think people are more cognizant, obviously, and I worked a cruise last. I worked a cruise about a year ago. I went to Alaska. They have the sanitizer about every 50 feet on the ships, and they encourage people to use them. And I don't know. I'm confident that ship personnel are every bit as aware as they should be about exercising good hygiene, and I think I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, it might be right now that this might be the safest or best time ever to take a cruise.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be joined by Greg here this week. Sports fan, you're in Chicago. What do you think's going to happen with the sports industry here, Greg?
I think it'll be a little bit of a blip, maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and I think they'll get going. I was blown away today. I just heard that they postponed the Masters, and you and I are big golf fans.
Yep.
We've both been to that tournament. And that was a little shocking because when they canceled everything up until the Masters, I thought that was a good sign, you know. But postponing that's rough. That's a real kick in the gut. So we'll see. I mean, the same thing that's going to happen to sports in Chicago is what's going to happen to sports everywhere else.
Yeah, you need to find a place, one of those home share places, Greg, to stay during Masters week, so you can conduct your own little Masters.
I know, exactly. I don't know if I see what those places go for during Masters week. I don't know if my budget can afford that.
Well, it doesn't have to be in Augusta. You could have it in a different Augusta, like Augusta, Maine, or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And you could do your best Jim Nance impersonation. All right. Greg, good talking with you. If people want to find out more about you, if they want to check out your content, we'll put all the links online as well, but where should they go?
They should go to gregschwem.com, and they can also go to comediancrashesyourpad.com, either of those. And, I hope everybody visits. I hope everybody gets some laughs just watching some of the videos and seeing what I do and seeing the kind of, like you said, the niche that I've established for myself. And we'll get through this.
Yeah, it's great to watch you on my 50-inch flat screen, Greg.
Very good.
In high def. You still look good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for lying. I appreciate that.
Thanks for coming on, Greg.